Marvin Gaye.
We've covered Marvin Gaye's childhood, as well as Marvin Gaye's early days before Motown with the Moon Glows, as well as with Harvey Fuqua and at a record label. We've also covered the early days with Marvin as a session drummer. Now, Marvin says he wants to be a singer, a jazz singer at that.
Shadow of your smile, when you are gone.
Harvey Fuqua tells us more.
Marvin wanted to sing jazz in the beginning, but he played drums and, you know, to make money. He played drums, and then he got a shot with some records that, you know, he was a smooth Nat King Cole kind of singer. And then they said, man, no, let's don't sing that. Let's, you know, just be funky. How about that? So he started to sing funky, and we said, hey, this is the guy. So a lot of people at Motown start cutting records on him. And then that's how he became a big star.
Marvin was now a singer, and now it was time to go to the finishing school. Maxine Powell describes how Marvin rejected the finishing school initially.
Marvin Gaye said to me one day, Miss Powell, he called the finishing school a charm school. Miss Powell, I don't think I need a charm school, and I don't think I need any training. I said, Marvin, you don't need as much as some of the other artists, but you do sing with your eyes closed, and it gives the illusion that you're singing in your sleep. And number one, places around the country, you have to have your eyes open. Then we could improve on your walk, because you're leading with your shoulders and your head.
Once Maxine Powell, choreographer Charlie Atkins, and head of artists and development Harvey Fuqua schooled Marvin on stage presence, Marvin took a chance. He decided to sing duets. He sang duets with such notables as Mary Wells, Kim Weston, Diana Ross, and with the late, great Tammy Terrell. Temptation-famed Richard Street.
Marvin was my boy. I love Marvin Gaye, okay? He was the kind of guy, if you challenged him at ping pong, he would take you up on it. If it was competition involved, he would challenge you.
Richard also puts to rest, was Marvin and Tammy in a relationship?
No, I think that Marvin and Tammy just made records together, man.
Marvin got into a stupor after the death of Tammy Terrell.
Pro Football Hall of Famer Lem Barney.
And I continued to go by week in and week out, day in and day out, to visit Marvin, to try to encourage him, try to motivate him, try to uplift him, because he was in a stupor. He had lost a dear friend. And Marvin did no performing for almost a year and a half. He'd just stay at home and bang on his baby grand piano and continue to write songs for other groups and other individuals, and did no performing of his own. And then finally, after about a year and a half hiatus, stopped by Marvin's house, Mel Farr and I, after practice one day, and Marvin said, look, man, I got this tune, man. What's going on? Let's go over to the studio and see what we can do with it.
Lem Barney, one of the background singers on the What's Going On album, describes Marvin's creative process and the making of What's Going On.
The reality of what he was saying, and that was one thing about Marvin. Everything that he's saying was about truth. So Marvin was free in a lot of ways, even though he was confused in a lot of ways. But a dynamic brother. He talked about police brutality, which was rampant across the country. He talked about the war in Vietnam, which was so prevalent during the 60s and the early 70s. Inner city blues, as you mentioned, flying high in the friendly skies. The drug culture was a big part of America at that time, and it swept across the world. Who will save the children? You can play that album at any time in the period of history, and it would still be applicable.